It's Wednesday, Wednesday, doing homework on Wednesday.
This is HDN.
Forward to Wednesday.
Wednesday is the third day of the week. The day before Tuesday, the day before Thursday, followed by Friday, followed by Saturday. Don't forget Sunday.
It's Wednesday, July 30th with Jamie and Lisa. Thank you for spending 15 minutes with us today.
Give or take. We aim for 15, yeah. But yeah, you never know.
We may go off on a tangent.
That's right. Look to the skies starting tonight. Now, the actual peak isn't until August 11th, but the Perseid meteor shower starts today. Mm. And now the unfortunate thing is that the peak, August 11th to 13th, sort of coincides with the supermoon. So the chances
I thought the supermoon was last month.
Well, we seem to be on a
run. Every moon's a supermoon around here.
We're on a run of supermoons these days. But looks like the best time for seeing the Perseid is probably now through next week.
So this is like Supermoon 2. Isn't that the one with Richard Pryor?
Yes. Didn't get a lot of press.
No.
Not great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. The initial bands and acts for the Halifax Pop Explosion have been announced. Now, this isn't until October, but they made the announcement yesterday. Tokyo Police Club Lights are some of the big acts that are going to be performing in town. And HalifaxPopExplosion.com for all the information and ticket purchase information as well. And this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. And of course, a lot of the performances take place at the Forum, which looks like it's going to live to see another day. They went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth at City Hall yesterday. But when all was said and done, council voted to, save the Forum for now. I guess Dartmouth is going to get the next four-pad arena, and it's going to be out by Commodore Drive near the outdoor volleyball courts there.
At the risk of sounding very naive, what exactly is a four-pad arena?
A four-pad arena?
Yeah.
That's
sounds like one of those heavy days.
It's four separate ice rinks under one roof.
Okay.
Like the BMO Center out in Bedford. I think they've got, they call it the four-pad arena as well. So,
okay, so there's going to be another one. What were they proposing to build where the Forum was?
Well, they were proposing to tear it down.
Yes.
And instead put in a four-pad arena at Windsor Park, just down the block.
Just kitty corner from where the Forum
is
now.
Yeah, but
so what were they going to put where the Forum is now?
Good question. I don't think there was any plan to put anything there other than to rip down the building, which is 90 years old. But, I mean, well, it should come as no surprise to anybody that the Forum is more than just a place where they play hockey. As a matter of fact, the ice surface is probably one of the least used components of the Forum.
Right.
One of the numbers that was being thrown around at council yesterday that surprised the hell out of me, 60% of the revenue from the Forum comes from bingo. So, and I mean, that's...
And that's not even the main Forum building. That's off to the side.
No, but it's still being used as a performance space, like we were just talking about, the Halifax Pop Explosion. They'll have shows in there.
Yeah.
They have, you know, I think it's Travis Tritt that's coming to town. He's going to be playing the Forum. I mean, you know, it's still getting used as a building.
Spent some quality time with Nazareth at the Forum.
See? There you go.
Harv Stewart, Nazareth, and myself passing around a bottle of brandy.
Nice.
I could hardly walk after that, and I walked out, stumbled up to the front of the stage just in time to see the group, the guys that we were just drinking with, get on stage and put on a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah.
They did it every night.
Oh, see, they're rock stars. They're used to that.
Oh, my God. Harv and I were just like, hey, buddy, how's it going? This is hello, Halifax. You know, wow. These, like, oh, man, their livers must be enshrined somewhere. They should be.
They should be, yes. They should have their own Liver Hall of Fame. Mm. Who else would be in the Liver Hall of Fame, I wonder?
Joe Cocker.
Oh, for sure.
I think...
Billy Joel. He could probably...
Well, his liver isn't all that great. To be in the Hall of Fame...
Okay.
I'm thinking...
You gotta
Keith.
Have...
Keith Richards.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Because not only has he passed all of the stuff that he's put into his body through that liver, but so much blood.
Mm.
Wasn't it Keith Richards who would just go and get his blood changed on a regular basis?
That was one of the urban myths, yeah.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that people who are really addicted to heroin do. They get their blood changed and it helps them with the withdrawals.
Yeah.
And he would just do it just so he could start again.
Think about that the next time you donate blood, huh?
From what I hear, yeah. It's going right to Keith.
Yeah.
Keith was on a binge. He needs O negative.
1-888 to Keith.
Now, as you said, that was just an urban myth, though. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm.
It was like the whole stomach pump and Rod Stewart thing. But we won't get into that.
Don't even go
Everybody
there.
Everybody knows that one, but nobody knows where it started.
And nobody speaks of it.
And nobody talks about it, right?
Hey, sending out good vibes to Ellie Black for a good run in Glasgow, Scotland. She is, of course, from Halifax, and she is our local gymnast competing at the Commonwealth Games. Now, she has advanced to all 4 individual apparatus finals, and they're going to be going towards the end of the week. Let's see, vault and bars are Thursday, beam and floor on Friday. So she's got a couple of more days to kind of get herself ready for competition, And she is the senior member of the squad, as they call her. She is all of 18 years old. Mm. So this is now, I don't know if after this she would be going on to Olympics or not. I remember she had a rough go of it at the Olympics last time around. She hurt her ankle pretty badly, if I remember correctly. But so far, so good for Ellie Black at the Commonwealth Games.
Good stuff. Have you seen any of the Commonwealth Games yet? Like, even one second of one event? Because I haven't.
Yes, yeah, I've seen bits and pieces, for sure.
I mean, especially right after the Olympics. This is kind of, although it could have been here.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe we're sort of afraid here in Halifax that, just because we could have been hosting this, you know. John Oliver could have been making fun of us 2 weeks ago when asking the question, what the hell are the Commonwealth Games and who the hell cares?
Well, maybe that's why it's being downplayed around here so much. Mm. Because of all the people that, you know, that shot down the idea of the Commonwealth Games. I do want to say, and I don't want to take too much time for a rant here, but the fact is, no matter what city vies for no matter which sporting event, there are always people that are going to disagree with that decision.
Sure.
They are going to be very vocal, but they are the minority.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, our mayor at the time, Peter Kelly, and his group of people that love debating and never, ever coming to a conclusion, they gave in to this very loud minority.
The nabobs of negativity won out.
Yeah. And now we don't have it. Because I've been in cities that have bid for various sporting events and won those various sporting events. Mm-hmm. And they were wonderful for the city and for the people in
but
the city.
My God, the whole thing, the whole financial thing scared the bejesus out of us.
But why? We're only on this planet for a short time. Can we have some fun? Do you know how much fun it is to volunteer for the Commonwealth Games and to be there and meet the athletes from all over the world and have your city transferred into a United Nations?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is
absolutely
so wonderful, and it's worth the price of admission. And when it's all packed up and everybody goes home, you have a stadium or you have some kind of a venue. Nothing. We now have nothing. Yeah, we've saved that money. Where's that gone into? Roads? Don't think so. Potholes? Nuh-uh. Like, we've got nothing for it.
Mm.
And this is the same speech that I gave you when I said, let's buy that car. We can try to stretch this one out and just be miserable for another couple of years. Or
we could get this Lamborghini.
Well, right. It was a Hyundai, but close. But you buy the car. You know, I mean, you just do it. Life is too short to be, well, hey, naysayers, you saved your pennies. Well done. Congratulations. Now you can go to the grave having never seen the Commonwealth Games and you've saved a penny. Because that money is not going anywhere.
But,
I don't see it going anywhere.
But I mean, aren't there smaller world-class events that we can
smaller
go
than the
for?
Commonwealth Games?
Well, that we can go for to work ourselves up. Well, no.
Work ourselves up. It's not like we were vying for the Olympics.
No. But I'm thinking in particular of the 1990 World Figure Skating Championships.
Great.
Huge event.
And what did that get us? Nothing. See, what you have to do is you have to bite off a little more than you can chew. And it might take a little longer to chew it, but you will. The World Figure Skating Championships, wonderful. The Memorial Cup, terrific. We had wonderful things in our city, but you have to aim a little further so that we can get a stadium, so that we can get a new arena or something like that.
And I think that's what that whole bold campaign, Be Bold campaign, is all about.
Yeah, it's about the city council that we put up with for over a decade that just sat around going, okay, time to talk about the cat bylaw again. Oh, that building? No, that's a bit too modern.
That's
no, we don't
cast
want that.
A shadow.
No, don't want that. What else? Anybody?
Chickens?
Anywhere?
Oh, no, can't have chickens.
Chickens. Oh, no. Well, let's vote on that. Let's discuss it. Let's debate it for the next 3 years. Cats? What about feral cats? Should there be a cat bylaw of some kind? Ooh, let's table that. We'll organize a steering committee to look at the cat situation. I mean, they did nothing for the longest time except talk. And half the talk came right out of their arse. And then when something like the Commonwealth Games landed on our lap, and I do believe that it was Peter Kelly who actually went out and got it in the first place.
Yes.
But then he...
No. It was the premier that pulled the pin. It was Rodney McDonald that pulled the pin on the Commonwealth Games. And people forget that. He was the one who said, we can't do this. We cannot fund this as a province.
Yeah.
And without the provincial support, then the city had to fold.
I don't know. The city could have gone ahead. If Peter Kelly said, no, well, we're going with the Commonwealth Games anyway, we would have got the funding for it.
Well,
it's one of those power plays where the province pulls out. I mean, as soon as the province goes, well, I don't know about that, to have all of the city council go, nope, well, that's it. Nope, no Commonwealth Games then. See you later. Edinburgh, you have it now.
I think part of the problem, too, is that we had a collision of leaders, and I use that in air quotes. I mean, we're talking about Rodney McDonald and Peter Kelly. And where are they now? Peter Kelly is now in pest control, and Rodney McDonald is teaching Gaelic in Cape Breton.
And where are the Commonwealth Games? They're
in Scotland.
So I honestly think that if they had stuck to their guns, and if Peter Kelly had said, well, we're going ahead with this because we've won the bid. You guys were behind us when we won the bid. Now you're pulling out. Guess what? You're behind us all the way. The Canadian, the federal government could have backed them as well.
Oh, and there was commitment from them, if I remember correctly.
Nobody wants to be embarrassed in the eyes of the world. And they dig deep into their pockets when the eyes of the world are on us. And that is the golden opportunity for a city to ram something ahead so that we actually get a little addition to our infrastructure.
And we were left with some great things after the G7. We've got Summit Square.
Yeah, well, like little things. I mean, that was a meeting. That was like you got seven guys together and they had a meeting and we got good things out of it. Imagine if we invited the Commonwealth to the Commonwealth Games. We would have... Okay, here's a question for you. Where do the Edmonton Eskimos play?
Commonwealth Stadium.
Guess where that got its name from?
Yeah, exactly.
The Commonwealth Games. I mean, it's a beautiful stadium. It's been there since 1978. And it's...
going strong.
Going strong. And it was wonderful for that city. And as soon as that city got Commonwealth Stadium, then all of a sudden, they got David Bowie. They got the Rolling Stones. They got Pink Floyd. They got all of these huge acts that never would have even stopped for a layover in Edmonton were performing because there was a big stadium.
Something we can bring to town that's not going to cost a dime, and I think is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. They're going to be doing it in Calgary. It's called Slide the City. It's a giant 300-meter slip and slide that they tour around North America. Now, slidethecity.com, they bill it as a family-friendly event, food, live music, squirt guns, water balloons, and basically they set up this huge slip and slide through a major traffic thoroughfare. So I'm just thinking, wouldn't that be a hoot and a half down Duke Street? Set that thing up, close down Duke Street, and just go from top to bottom.
And end up in the harbor.
Oh, bonus. Man, I think we should lobby for this to come to Halifax next year. They are doing, I think, 5 centers in Canada. I think Montreal is as far as they, far east as they go.
Because that's where Canada ends.
Yeah, exactly. But I think this would be just a hoot.
Yeah.
If I hear anything more on this, I'll let you know. But if you're interested in checking out their website, slidethecity.com is where to go.
Yeah, maybe send all your letters and requests to slidethecity.com and maybe they'll hear us.
Yeah. And hey, the Buskers Fest starts today. They're going to be taking over the waterfront. But for the next couple of days, travelers and visitors out at the airport will be entertained by a few performers they're going to be rolling through. They've got Juicy Smith, who is a musician. musical performer from Australia. They've got Michael James, who is a magician from Newfoundland. And coming up August 1st, they have a contortionist from Australia. So there, you just enjoy the buskers without leaving the terminal.
So are these people rotating? Will they be on the waterfront and then out to the airport, that type of thing?
Yep, exactly.
It's one of the venues.
These are all, sort of one of the unofficial venues, exactly. So you'll be looking for them the next couple of days. And police in Prince Edward Island say it was a freak accident, but the perpetrator is still at large today. This after a tree fell on a tourist's car Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
A car being driven by Quebec tourists in Prince Edward Island was all but demolished by a tree that collapsed onto the vehicle as it drove next to Highway 16 in Prince Edward Island. The driver told investigators he saw the tree falling onto the roadway, was unable to avoid it as it crashed down onto the vehicle. Significant damage to the roof, windshield, and a cargo box. The perpetrator? A beaver. Investigators found that nearby trees had been chewed by the beaver. Basically, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. The beaver escaped. He is still at large. Police say they're not going to go looking for him. They'll give him this one.
But the big question is, when that tree fell in the forest,
right? Did
it make any noise? I'm sure the car did, but did the tree?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Philosophers everywhere want to know the answer to that one. Obviously, it doesn't make much noise or the car would have heard it.
Yeah.
That's the show for today. So, garbage. Don't forget that in Beaver Bank and other areas in which today is garbage day.
And heads up, if Monday's your garbage day, you're putting it out Saturday instead because of Natal Day.
And speaking of Natal Day, what we're going to do is we're going to have a whole rundown on the Natal Day weekend.
Yes.
We're going to tell you everything that is happening. So not only download the podcast, tell all of your friends about this. If you have anybody in from out of town, we will go through everything that is happening on the Natal Day weekend. That's Saturday, Sunday, and holiday Monday. And that'll be Friday's podcast. And we'll be back again tomorrow.
Until then.